I have a top I, my topic today.
Yeah.
I was super excited about it.
Okay.
And then right now as I hit record, I had like a sinking pit in my stomach feeling of like, oh wait, Deja, I think we've already talked about this.
What is it?
Have we talked about the Joe Jonas eye treatment thing?
No.
Okay.
Not here.
That
Do the intro. Send
was
the intro.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to 8 Hour Chat, a weekly discussion where we no longer try to cram 8 hours of inappropriate work chat into an hour. We're just chatting now about Joe Jonas's eyes. My name is Oscar. I'm joined as always by my co-host and best bud.
Shan, who has no idea what the Joe Jonas eye thing is.
So, okay, let me get started here. I'll tell you the full story. This all started on Tuesday at Phantom, where I go every Tuesday with my friends, the brewery. And I got super mad at a tweet. I was scrolling through my phone and I got super mad at a tweet. And the tweet was it said, a mother who tattooed her eyeballs purple and pink is now going blind.
Okay,
Along
that's that I know is true.
with a freaking picture of it. Give me a second. Leap.
I know those tattoos are super dangerous
Get
and
inside.
super
Come on.
easy to fuck up.
Get in here.
Come on, bud.
No more barking. Let's see. Other guy, not Draco. Leaps.
Hi, little bud. Look at your
He's wearing a little jacket. He's super cute.
little sweater.
So, yes, I looked into it, and yeah, of course she's going blind. She has toxic ink in her eyeballs.
They're super easy to fuck up too. Like,
Yeah, she like basically like it's the equivalent of like giving yourself glaucoma to the 10th degree, basically, is what's going on, is what like the article was saying.
yeah.
So we're all ranting about this. I'm fucking pissed off because how are people so fucking stupid, right? And then my friend the goat was just like, oh, have you guys seen the Joe Jonas eye thing? And I was just like, what?
What does that mean?
And he's just like, look it up. It's some sick ass. He says he hasn't looked into it, but he saw a video about Joe Jonas getting this procedure done in his eye where it's like they like install a permanent kind of contact lens, and it shows like a video of it, and like it's like a thin rectangular like type of thing, but it has like a bunch of little holes, like four holes at the corner and three going
Yeah.
across the eye. So we're like, what the fuck? Do they like somehow like drill this into your eye, or like what's the deal, right? It's so much worse, Shan.
Do you
I
know why? Do you know why you think you've done this?
why?
Because we did robot contacts.
Robot contacts.
That's what we did.
Oh, okay.
Which is why you're thinking, because we were like, how do you get that thin enough in order to do it and like make
So
you have supervision kind of thing?
I sent you the website if you want to open it up.
I do. Is it? Oh, it is here.
Yeah.
Wonder if this is the website that I'm currently on, because I see it. I sent it
So
and I found the same website.
about halfway down the page. Oh God, oh God.
Yours is playing the video.
Yeah, well, I clicked it. About halfway down the page, there's a video where it's just like basically a Joe Jonas commercial selling you the thing. But
Yeah.
at one point, they do show kind of the procedure. And
This is gonna
so,
freak me out.
yeah, bro, it freaked me the hell out. So what they do is, we thought that the little guide holes were like I said, they were gonna like burn it into you there or something, like with a laser or something to like stick it. No, it's
Yeah.
so much worse. They dilate your eye, your eyeball, so it opens up as wide as it can. And
And then
then
they
they
stick it behind it.
fold the plastic into your fucking eyeball. and then undilate it so it snaps shut around it, basically.
I hate that so much. Like, so much, I
Oh,
hate that.
oh yeah, thank you. Like, I
How
was
old
like,
was he when he got
this
this?
is recent. I think this is very recent. He looks old as fuck in this video.
Yeah, but like, they could have done the video after he'd like lived with it for a while.
Yeah, I have no idea when
Oh my
he.
God, they folded it.
Are
Ah!
you watching it? Did you see it?
No, it didn't do it in my commercial.
Oh, where the hell would no? You know what? Eric had to like find a whole ass other.
Yeah, I was
Wait,
like,
okay,
you'd have to
so
like look
I
it
think I'm a
up.
hip procedure over here.
Ugh. I do not like this.
Oh yeah, there we go. So there's a
Is it
whole like
procedure?
diagram on it about it. So it says small to prepare for the implant, your doctor will create one small opening at the base of your cornea to insert the EVO ICL lens. The procedure is painless because of the numbing medication. The EVO ICL lens can then be folded and inserted through a small incision your doctor has made.
So they're not
What?
dilating your eyes, but it's still not great,
No,
guys.
no,
Listen,
well,
it's
no. They
still not
but they
great.
dilate it. To get it in there, like they do it. Once the lens is inserted, the doctor will make any necessary adjustments to ensure the proper positioning in the eye. That's probably where the dilation comes in. He probably
That's probably why
opens
they
it
dilate it.
to position it better. Yeah. At this point, the procedure is over, and many patients will have improved vision nearly immediately. Your doctor will prescribe more eye drops intended to aid in the healing process following the procedure. You will need someone to drive you home. Your doctor will tell you when your vision allows driving.
So
So.
how new is this procedure though? Because like that means we haven't dealt with the complications.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's another video linked at the bottom here, and I think this is the one where here we go. Yeah, how do we do it? This one shows like a detailed video of the procedure. And oh my fucking God.
Launches in the US, April of 2022.
So
No way
it's
would I let this.
brand fucking
It's like really
new.
fucking new.
It's brand fucking
No,
new.
thank you.
And they got Joe Jonas to be like, it's cool, y'all. Let them fucking cut a hole in your eye and fold some plastic into it.
Ooh.
Hey, Joe. I don't know about this one, Joe.
I don't know. You have to be between 21 and 45, so you can't be older than 45. You are nearsighted with moderate to severe, so from 4D to 20D, and I'm like 4, or 3D to 4, to 20, so and I'm like 4.
Yeah, so you would qualify for this.
Have not had a prescription of more than 0.5D, like a change in your prescription of more than 0.5. So that means like every year you go in, it can't change a lot.
Yeah.
That's huge because a lot of people's eyes will change a lot.
Have yours?
Mine haven't recently. So right as of
Oh,
now,
so
I'm still
you're still
qualified.
good to go. Oh, shit. We're signing
And
shut up for Evo
okay,
ICL.
here's the reason that I like I the thing scares the crap out of me, but would possibly
Consider.
consider.
Ooh, yes, this is, oh, I was hoping for this because I know you fucking hate contacts, and we've talked about this, right?
I
That like,
have the contacts and I
yeah.
prefer my contacts over my glasses. However, I have this really, really nasty, bad habit. If you're an eye person, I'm so sorry. Don't yell at me. I have this really bad habit of forgetting to take them out and
Okay,
sleeping with them.
pause, and can I scare you a little further?
Yeah, go ahead.
This happened earlier this year. Raquel's brother, younger brother,
Yeah.
who Kel and her mom have yelled at his whole life because he always sleeps with them in. He always forgets to take them out. Yeah, he literally almost went blind in one of his eyes, and it was really scary. And he had to like be in a completely dark room for a couple of weeks with these special eye drops. 24. He couldn't sleep for 3 days because he had to apply these super intense eye drops like 24/7 for
Yeah.
72 hours. So stop this, Shad, or get Evo ICL.
Like, and I've looked into those. I've looked into contacts, like,
Like
not like Evo, but I've
you
looked into like contacts that you can sleep in.
will, you, it's not you can, you will damage your eye.
Oh, then, yeah, like, I've
You
been
will
doing,
damage
like,
your eye.
I'm still, like, somehow on the lucky train that I haven't because I'm 31.
Chad.
And I've been wearing contacts
Yeah.
most of my
This
adult life.
boy is 24.
I am aware. I am so aware. I've also seen ones where people kept like their contact kept getting lost in their eyes, so they just kept putting more contacts in and they were all behind their eyeball. People who the contact dried
Yeah.
out so much that it fused to their
Yeah,
eyeball and they like
I
almost
think
ripped their
you've
cornea.
told me about all of this at Storage West, not actually on camera, I think. And I looked it
I'm
up.
very
We
aware.
looked,
I
remember
will
we
say.
looked up a video of them removing like a clump of like 47, 47 contracts from one eye.
I will say that I do have
Ooh.
one good habit that I do, which is when my contacts come out, they're out for like weeks at a time.
Are you supposed to do that?
No, like you can just do with the glasses. You just need to get your eyes oxygen because that's like the major thing is that the contact blocks your eyes from getting oxygen. That's why there's that little hole in the center of the Evo lens, so your eye can still
There's
get oxygen.
actually 7 holes total in the Evo.
But the ones like right in the pupil where your eye would actually get the oxygen from.
Yeah, there's three right across the pupil, yeah.
So when I mine do come out, they stay out for a while. So when my eyes get a rest, they get a big rest. Now I don't need to, if I took them out every night, I wouldn't need to do that. I'm just like, I hate mornings. And it's all me. I totally am aware. Like, please don't like tweet me and be like, y'all need to take out your contact. Like, I'm aware. I've been yelled
No,
at by every eye doctor.
no. Go ahead and please tweet Shan to not leave their contacts in because
Every
I'm
eye doctor I've interacted with has let me know. Sometimes I will wear my glasses for like 2 weeks straight and then go to the eye doctor, and then they don't tell me
I was
anything
gonna say
because
I've
they
never
don't
seen you
know.
wear glasses, but I'm a fucking liar.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a fucking
Like,
liar. You wore them constantly at work, yeah.
I wore them constantly. I wore a lot. Like, to be fair though, after that one dude, do you remember that dude who, okay, here's a slight Storage West story. I was leaned
It's
over
been a
and
while. Hold
it's
on.
been a while.
Boom, storage story.
I was leaned over into a cabinet, like from my chair, leaned over trying to find a file. And so you couldn't see me when you first walked in, and you could see Oscar, and these two older guys came in, and they were immediately like, oh, where's the pretty girl that's supposed to be behind the counter to Oscar? And I had a choice. I could stay leaned over where it kind of, I mean, it was in a chair, but it kind of accentuated my backside. And I was like, I don't want them to have that. Or I sit up and these people see me. So I chose to sit up, and then I immediately had to go find something else to do because they were like, one of them was trying to talk to me. And I'm like, you're gross.
Disgusting.
They were so
They were
gross.
super sleazy and just like, ugh.
I never wore makeup to that job. I most of the time wore my glasses. I didn't like make my hair look pretty. I tried to look as frumpy as possible at that job because there were no, like, every once in a while, a kind of cute person would come in.
Usually
But the
like
majority.
a contractor, repairman of some sort. Or very rarely a tenant. Like,
Very rarely. Very rarely. And most of the ones that were
I will
tenants
bleep
were
this
like in
name.
a
Like,
committed relationship anyway.
remember your boy Colton Evans?
Hey man, like listen, he was good looking.
He was a
He was a
handsome
good
man.
looking
He
guy.
was a
Never
handsome
looked my
man.
way. But like it also happened so rarely enough that I wasn't gonna do makeup for the like maybe. And the most of the people who were good looking were in a committed relationship.
Remember that super gross, huge titted like MILF who was like trying to like offer me sexual acts for stuff?
Yeah, the one with her, like, who had her
Who
kid,
had her
too.
kid with her? Yeah, like fuck, bro. That was
I will say
so
something for our
uncomfortable.
bosses. They were literally like, if she does it again, she's evicted. Like,
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
not
yeah.
happening.
See, well, that's why I spoke up
She moved
about
out
it.
pretty quick, too.
That's why I spoke up about it, because I didn't, because it would be very easy to flip that situation on me if something didn't
Oh,
go her way.
100%.
Oh, you came on to me. You're like, hell no. I am,
Bye.
no.
Bye.
Yeah, I'm not doing this.
So this is part of the reason why you actually did see me wear my glasses a lot when I was at Storage West, just because I did not want to look attractive to anyone. Didn't want it. Not happening. Not doing it. So I'm working on it. I've gotten better about it, but like I still like, I mean, I have work times where I'm in at like 7:55 and we know I'm not a morning person. So then I'm just like, I don't wear my contacts. And then
Just
that's why I actually
for
go
our
weeks.
audience who doesn't follow our very long trains of thoughts, we're back to talking about her taking her contacts
We are back to
out.
talking about my taking my contacts out. I'm not great at it. Do you want?
Well, hold on.
Oh,
So
we're not. Apologies.
we're
You're
not
not
done yet.
finished with your thoughts. Yes.
So you'd consider this
I would
procedure.
consider this. I'm gonna give it a couple years and see if anything negative comes out of it. I'm not gonna do it now. I also find it really funny that they use the like actual technical term for a nearsightedness to describe Joe Jonas's seeing issues. Like, and I was
Myopia
like,
or something like that.
just put nearsight, otherwise known as my nearsightedness. Just put nearsightedness. Just put nearsightedness. Not even the eye doctors describe it to you as myopia. They just tell you you're nearsighted.
Hold on. Pause.
Yeah.
So maybe this will change your decision because I just pulled up the fact. What is the history of EVO ICL? Prior to being placed on the market, EVO ICL was subject to extensive research and development. Today, more than 2 million lenses have been distributed worldwide. In a survey, over 99.4% of patients were satisfied with their implant. EVO ICL has a track record of excellent clinical outcomes. Additionally, the EVO ICL lens has been available internationally for over 10 years. So it's just coming to America now.
Yeah.
So it's 10 years old at least now,
Yeah,
the
I'm still gonna
actual.
wait because I mean things have been FDA approved and like been like great in other countries and wonderful, and then they come over here and there's an issue because we don't have as many rules and regulations, so things get cut. I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait until
No,
more people who are not famous also get
that's
it.
fine. What I'm
Yeah.
saying is there are 2 million people out there who have done it and it's 10 years old. So I'm just saying revise your information that we thought that this had just come out April of
That's
this
fair.
year in general.
That's fair. I'm gonna wait until in the US more average people who are not famous and would be getting like the, especially because they want to use them for ads, getting the best care and everything like that. Are you good? Are you looking more at eye things?
Yeah, will I be able to
You don't like
feel
eyes.
the EVO ICL lens once it is
Yeah.
in place? EVO ICL is not typically noticeable after implanted, but it is a possibility. It does not attach to any structures within the eye and does not move around once in place.
Man, I would though. I have, okay. I mean, you know, I have sensory issues. Right as of now, there is, and nobody else in my family can hear it. There's like a high-pitched electronic noise coming from my wall right next to my bed. And I've unplugged everything that I have electronic, and it didn't
Government
go away. So I
surveillance.
plugged everything back in because it didn't go away.
It's the
Annoying.
TSA. It's the TSA. They're listening to you.
I maybe I don't know. I just it's a lot. It's a lot.
Hi, puppy. I can't let you out because you're a barky guy. You're gonna hang out in here for a bit.
E. So apparently the procedure only takes 20 to 30 minutes.
That's fucking quick.
That's like yeah. Wow. Wow.
Damn. Starting to sound like I don't even have eye. Well, you know what? I have hella eye problems. I've just never in my life stepped foot into an optometrist. So I don't
Now,
know what my issues are, but I have them.
I wonder if they have ones that are for like colorblind.
I doubt it.
I doubt it too, but I mean, like, that could be
Seems
something
like
they
a
do.
pretty
But it looks
invasive
like,
procedure for colorblindness.
quite honestly, I'm like looking at this and it only seems to be for nearsightedness. So it's not even for any other.
Oh shit, so it's like you gotta have that specifically.
You have to specifically be nearsighted. I just went to their front page and it's
Is
like, here we go.
that what you have?
I do.
Oh, okay. So he's still in the running.
Yeah. So I'm still in the running.
All right, well, that was EVO ICL. Got a lot more juice out of that than I expected, honestly, but eye stuff creeps me out. So like all right.
Yeah.
All right,
Eye
what you
stuff
got?
does creep you out. We have to finally do the third wave experiment.
Oh, well, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, because I don't even remember that. Hit me
It's the
with
high
it.
school experiment. Do you want the PowerPoint?
Yeah, send me the PowerPoint.
Okay, it's in the Incredible Stories where the
Oh,
Violet
that's
Jessup
right.
one was.
Jessup. I fucking hate that name.
No, you don't. Okay, this experiment. I'm going to tell you this whole story. I'm not going to tell you how long it took. I'm not going to tell you when it's close to the end.
Okay.
You're just going to have to bear with me. Okay? So it's the third wave experiment.
Let me know if you want, if you need me to help you with reading. You can trade off if you'd like.
I appreciate that. I do have a lot of information in these, so I can do that. So in 1967 at
Already need to intervene. Cubberly.
Cubberly High
It's
School in
very
Palo
simple.
Alto, California, so not terribly far from us, comparatively to some of our stories, Ron Jones was a high school history teacher. He was a member of the Student Democratic Society, the Cubberly Student, United Student Movement sponsor, and a Black Panther supporter. He was a white guy. I believe he was. Yeah, I looked him up. He's a white guy. It started when he was failing to explain how people in Nazi Germany could be ignorant to the movement before it was too late. That was a Friday, and Jones went home and planned over the weekend on how to show them it. Okay? So now we're at to Monday morning. He did the whole weekend to plan his thing. Monday morning, he had, excuse you, I'm trying to make this slide a little bit bigger for me. Thank you. His class of 30 students walked into a new seating arrangement and the words strength through discipline on the blackboard.
What the fuck?
They were treated to a lecture about the beauty of discipline, how an athlete feels when they work hard and regularly to be successful, how a ballet dancer or painter works hard for a perfect, to perfect a movement. He enforced this with strict seating patterns where the students had to sit with their feet flat on the ground and their hands placed flat against the small of their back. He states that he told them, "There, can't you breathe more easily? You're more alert. Don't you feel better?" He ran them through speed drills and focus drills for the rest of the class period, and he only let them respond in three words answers, and they had to start the reply with Mr. Jones. One student refused to participate and was banished to the library. And Ron Jones only intended for this experiment to be that day. He just planned to do that day. Okay? One
Okay.
student's banished to the library. Okay. Day two, Jones walked into the class to find the students who hadn't been banished or had been banished still gone, so she was not in the room, and all of his other students sitting in the same attention and seating from yesterday and greeted him in unison. So Jones walked up to the board and wrote strength is discipline, and under that he wrote strength through community. From his own words, because he wrote an article about this, from his own words, Jones was in an internal debate for whether or not to continue this experiment. He was shocked that the discipline was followed with such intensity. He proceeded to, I prefer perceived, but it was proceeded to make up stories about his life to reinforce community. So he said anything he could to like re do this. He had the class chant in the chant the strength phrases in unison. He named the group the third wave. The third wave, that should have been an experiment. A third wave, the strongest wave. Oh, he
The
named it.
third
Oh.
He named the group the third wave after the strongest wave
Yes.
that surfers wait for. He
I
then made up a
missed a letter in that.
No, you're good.
Yeah.
He then made up a
He
special
then made
hand
up a.
signal just for them, right?
Yes, it's taking your cupped hand and stretching it to the opposite shoulder.
Oh, God.
Kind of like a Nazi salute. He then ordered the class to salute each other like that in the hallways. He then charged students with the task of recruiting members. Day two. This is day two of doing this. Day three. Jones showed up to 43 students in what was supposed to be a 30-person class. Now remember, Jones had any kids that didn't want to participate in his lesson plan banished to the library. So anybody who gave a hard time on day two was also sent to the library. So Jones claims that 13 students had cut class to be there, but there had to have been more. Day three was about strength in action. He handed out cards to everyone, giving instructions on how to recruit new members and make them part of the third wave. Three of the cards had red X's on the back, and these students were in charge of checking up on the other members and report any issues to
Oh
Jones.
my fucking God.
Are you scared yet? From there, it took a life of its own. Students whispering in every corner, the school chef asking what the third wave cookie was. The principal came to give him the third wave salute in the afternoon faculty meeting. The library thanked him for the 30-foot banner that a student had made and hung in the library entrance. Yes, the same ones that the kids had been banished to. By the end of the school day, 200 kids were part of the movement, and Jones states that he felt very alone and very scared.
What the fuck, bro?
Yep.
Well, he's doing it. He like created a secret police and everything. Like,
Yeah.
what the fuck?
Yeah.
The principal.
Remember Jones's plan was only to do this experiment for one day.
Yeah.
And then on day two to just explain to them how, look, this is how easy it was. So, although only three students were assigned to turn other kids in, Jones estimates about 20 kids ratting on each other for lack of salutes and speaking critically on the experiment. Even though only 20 of them were assigned with it. Day three
Only three of them
continued.
were assigned with it.
Only three of them were assigned, 20 of them were doing it.
Yeah, fuck.
Day three continued. We're not even done.
Oh,
Three
shit.
of the brightest students told their parents what was happening. Their parents told the local rabbi who called Jones. Jones simply told the rabbi that they were studying the German personality, and the rabbi said not to worry, he'd explain it to the parents. Jones was struck by how easy it was to get him to back down.
What the fuck?
The students started assigning themselves tasks. Jones, in particular, remembers Robert. He was a big for his age and kind of a run-of-the-mill kid, not a troublemaker or causing any issues, but not very academically inclined either. He just started following Jones around. Robert told him, "Mr. Jones, I'm your bodyguard. I'm afraid something will happen to you." Robert cut class all day to guard Jones, even following him into the teacher lounge. When another teacher
Teacher's
tried to
lounge.
stop, yeah, the teacher's lounge. When another teacher tried to stop him, Robert only stated that he was not a student, he was a bodyguard, and was allowed to continue. That's day three. Ready for day four? Day four. At
I don't
this
know
point,
if I'm ready for
you
day
got
four.
it. Let's go. At this point, Jones was scared and exhausted. He found himself slipping into a dictator mentality when it wasn't necessary. He wanted to end the experiment, but he was worried that he or the kids would do something they would regret. He debated the idea of either closing the experiment or just stopping it. He decided he would have to end it due to the way that the students had exposed themselves emotionally and psychologically. Just stopping would leave them feeling lost and feeling like Jones was playing a game with them. So he had to come up to a way to like wake
Like,
them up and end
yeah,
it. Yeah.
holy
He
crap.
couldn't just stop and pretend it didn't happen. But in the same way it needed to finish, one of the students of the kids had
Then
broken into the
hold on,
classroom.
pause, pause, pause. A father of one of the kids had broken
Oh,
into
I'm
the.
sorry. Yes. A father of one of the kids had broken into the classroom overnight and torn the room apart. Jones found him propped up against the door. He was a retired Air Force who had been held as a prisoner of war in Germany and was understandably very upset. They did end up calming the guy to like down and getting him home, but like he could see very quickly what was happening. So Jones' class that day was 80 students. So from 30 to 80 kids in this class that had cut other classes to be there. He started his daily lecture. Today was Strength and Pride. He suddenly lowered his voice and announced the real reason he started this. The third wave wasn't just an experiment or a classroom activity. It was far more important than that. The third wave is a national program. This is a direct quote from him, by the way. Is a national program to find students that who are willing to fight for political change in this country. That's right. This activity we have been doing is, has been for practice for the real thing. Across the country, teachers like myself have been recruiting and training a youth brigade capable of showing the nation a better society through discipline, community, pride, and action. If we can change the way the school is run, we can change the way it
we can change the way that factories,
yeah,
stores, universities, and all other institutions are run. You're a selected group of young people chosen to help in this cause. If you will stand up and display what you have learned in the past 4 days, we can change the destiny of this nation. We can bring it a new sense of order, community, pride, and action, a new purpose. Everything rests with you and your willingness to take a stand.
He then turned to the three girls who had said something to their parents and told them to leave since they didn't really believe in the movement and had other students escort them to the library. He then invited all of the third wave members to a special rally the next day at noon. It was only for members, and he expected them to all be there. So those three girls were just going along with the class because they wanted a good grade. So day five, Jones spent the morning preparing for the rally. He'd managed to convince some of his friends to pose as reporters. At 11:30, the students started showing up and filling the rows. At 12, Jones had people, the doors closed, and guards placed at all doors. Jones stated that before they could tune in and watch the message from the head of the organization, they were going to demonstrate to the reporters their discipline and commitment. He then was able to lead the room in a unified chant of strength and discipline. And then the friends posing as reporters watched as Jones did the third wave salute, and 200 salutes were returned to him.
Terrifying.
Jones then turned on the television, and all that played was static. For what felt like hours, he let the static play. Finally, a student stood up and said, "There isn't any leader, is there?" It had been 2 minutes. Jones stood up and turned the television off. He describes the moment as if the air rushed back into the room. The students started unfolding themselves from that attention status and sitting in confused silence. Jones had expected outcry or questions, but he got neither. He told them all to listen closely, and then he explained that there was no leader, there was no third wave movement for students. That they had been manipulated and used, and they were no better than the Nazis they were studying. Yeah. A bunch of high schoolers.
Damn.
He's just like,
bro.
Like that they had thought
you
they were
guys
the elect.
Are pieces of shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but that's not the point of the experiment. The point of the experiment was how easy it is
no,
to
yeah,
do
yeah.
that. It's like they're not, like, it's like, when you sit there and you're like giving all this critique, like how could they have followed it? How could they have done it? Like super easily, super easily. You give them a little bit of grain. That's how people fall in the cults. There's a little bit of like positive, and then they will go along with all of the crazy and the bad with it.
That's crazy.
It's so easy. And that was like the point of it, that they had thought they were the elect and better than anyone outside the room, that they had thought they would be able to leave at any moment. Then Jones said, "Here is where you were heading." He flipped on the projector and played the Nuremberg rally.
Nuremberg rally.
Yes. And
the
third,
Reich paraded in.
Into the room on the screen. I actually knew Reich today.
Oh, okay.
It continued to show the videos of the discipline, the people being pushed into vans, the fear in people's eyes, the trials, the police for innocence. I was just doing my job. And then it rose on a text screen reading, "Everyone must accept the blame. No one can claim they didn't take part, or that they didn't in some way take part." No one moved. Jones gave them several moments to let reality catch up. Jones then confessed his sickness and remorse for the experiment, and then reminded them how they asked how the Germans came to follow the Nazi regime. Students were crying and shaking, and a few left the room. But although they spoke of the actions, the week, they never spoke of the rally. So this basically, they all just kind of wrapped it up and like didn't talk about it for years. And Jones himself even pushed it back until he met a student in the streets like years later, and they talked about it briefly.
That's fucking insane.
Yep. I told you, insane stories.
That is crazy.
That all happened in 5 days.
And it didn't happen in 5 days.
It happened
in one.
Yeah.
Because the mentality and the whole thing was set up after the first day. Boom, yep. Done. Everyone was bought in.
And honestly, one of the first things that that Hitler did was he made homeschooling legal so that he could control the minds of the youth.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. And because it was really the first time on a wide scale that it happened, like, parents didn't recognize it like they did in this. But even the adults that did recognize it, he was able to be like, "Ah, oh, don't worry about it. We're just studying history."
Yeah. Like, oh, okay, cool. That's fine.
Sounds good. I'll tell the parents.
That's fucking absolutely insane, man.
Yep.
Dude, a lot of those kids are probably fucking like hella traumatized from that shit, though.
They were probably for a while, but apparently a lot of them just like trauma blocked it.
Yeah, that's not good either.
No, that's not. No, no.
Because it's like something's gonna bring it up at some point, and it's not gonna be good.
Yep, 1967.
That's fucking wild.
Yep.
But
yep.
That's pretty much gonna do it for us here this week. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to find me on the internet, you can find me at Knife Life Austin, Knife Life OSC. If you want to find Sharon on the internet,
you can find my link tree under Adventure Lady.
Alrighty. And make sure you share the show with a friend. Until next time, my name is Oscar.
My name is Shan.
This has been 8 Hour Chat.
And you can still take antlers on a plane.
You can. Bye.
Bye.